This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We should start with the most pleasant topic of the day and then kind of go backwards to the really ugly stuff, should we? You up for that, Todd? Kevin?
Sure. Start with pie then, or what are we...
Producer man? Well, I'd love to start with pie, but I think that's going to have to wait for the K-Fire Agri International.
Ah, I like that.
That'll
idea.
Have to be a February thing. What's the date on that again?
9th
and 10th, okay. Put that on your calendar, folks, because Todd and I are going to be there. For as long as you want to chat with us, we're going to be there. We got to do some radio shows, but after the radio shows, we're going to serve up some pie. We're going to have some fun. No, I can't start at pie. I got to start at the least offensive topic of all the topics we have to talk to today. Impeachment.
I didn't know pie was offensive.
A stolen life. It's not. But my point is, you got can't do everything. Pie's the best. But the least offensive topic of the day today, before we get to the other stuff, which we will do quickly, this hour... We are going to take your calls. We're going to do the one minute only, super fast. Say it. We're going to say, if you must ask me a question, do it at the end, and I'll quickly answer. We'll go to the next one. Otherwise, say your piece. You get the last word, okay? We're going to do that for the entire first hour once we get started here. You call me at 701-258-0550. You text Todd or I. Generally, I suggest if you're texting one of us, do it to Todd because he'll share it with me. And I'll see it in my computer screen before me.
You
but otherwise,
do this just so you know. It's text Todd or me would be the correct grammar.
Okay, but grammar you also falls off the list today. Grammar's down with pie in the level of importance. Okay? So the least offensive topic today is the weather. We have Dean Wysocki here. I think I've named you the weather wizard. I don't know if you're okay with that or not. But
I've been called worse.
Have you? Wizards are kind of weird. They're a little, and I don't necessarily agree in anything wizards stand for. But this is wizard in the best sense of the word, although you're talking about 60-mile-an-hour winds, so I don't know how nice I can be to you today. Dean, just give me the, this we're talking the Northern Plains. Folks listening to you everywhere from Montana, Wyoming, south of North Dakota, western Minnesota. Who's going to get the bullseye of this sucker?
Looks like the bullseye of this is going to be... probably central and southern Minnesota off into areas of Wisconsin. They could get 4, 6, 7 inches of snow along with the wind. Well, we've got a clipper system riding out of Alberta, and not a lot of moisture with it, but it's really going to gain strength as it passes into Minnesota. It's going to strengthen, and it's going to pull down some moisture with it. And I'll tell you what, areas east of the valley, again, into Minnesota, probably the bullseye of this, 4, 6, 7 inches of snow. Now, in terms of wind, bullseye of this is going to be out into areas of the western Dakotas, where 60-plus mile-an-hour winds, wind gusts, are a good possibility. Thankfully, the heavier snow won't fall out there. That would be an absolute mess.
Have you ever walked from a house to a barn to watch a calving?
Have not.
You haven't. You don't always walk. Sometimes you do. The smart ones take ATVs or some kind of deal. But 60-mile-an-hour winds, you're not feeling it.
Right.
You're not feeling it. That's ouch. That's and it's rough on the cows, too.
And it's
the ones
be...
that are outside. I mean, oof.
And after temperatures in the 40s and 50s today, that's going to be a slap in the face as those northwest winds howl, again, 40, 60 miles an hour and temperatures in the 20s. So you're looking at wind chills as well with that.
So what I think you heard is... What, Jamestown West?
Jamestown West.
On the wind, going to be worse than anywhere in this other area.
Correct.
Okay, and not as much snow, but 60-mile-an-hour winds with 2 inches of snow even is no picnic.
Yeah, about an inch or two out there. And, as the further east you go, the heavier amounts of snow. But, again, not a blockbuster storm. It will be in terms of wind. It's going to be a very strong wind maker. But, like you said, 2 inches of snow and 40, 60-mile-an-hour winds, that's going to pose some problems.
I hate to ask this question, but last question, what will the temperatures be?
Temperatures will be falling off into the 20s, so still above normal for this time of the year, and we don't see any true Arctic air coming into the area until after January 20th. That's when we're seeing a whole atmospheric change. And, yes, the Arctic is going to open up after January 20th. That's when we'll see our true winter weather come into the area. Just a moderate brand of cold between now and the 20th. And we're going to add to the snowpack as well in the upper Midwest over the next week to 10 days through the end of the month. We'll have numerous clipper systems coming through here. So, you know, we have been, I don't want to call it a snow drought, but we've definitely been below normal on snow, and we'll start to add to that over the next couple of weeks.
Travel decisions for Friday should be use caution.
If you can hold off till late in the day, like the morning hours are going to be the worst. So as the day progresses, the conditions will improve.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you're heading, again, east down towards the cities, it's going to be bad all day long there.
All day long Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. I get a little gun shy about this is the first big weather event really of 2021. Although I think we had another blizzard, it just was...
Yeah, we had one right before Christmas.
It was a little weak sauce. It was rough for a while,
right,
but wasn't too bad. But this is the first big one, and sometimes the sky is falling. This could be bad. It could be winter.
I would put this on par with the one that happened right before Christmas.
That was winter, with a little bit of inconvenience.
Right.
Right. But 60 mile an hour winds and 2 inches of snow, that's a blizzard.
It will be. In open areas, we will have some whiteout conditions. I wouldn't be surprised to see the National Weather Service issue a blizzard warning as we get closer to the event.
Okay, tomorrow, possibly.
Yeah, it looks. Usually it's about 24 hours in advance. Once this storm just come in on shore right now. So now our computer models, once this system gets on shore, our computer models get a better handle on it. And that's what we're looking at now. So over the next 24 hours, we'll be able to pinpoint a little better accuracy in terms of the snow amounts. But right now, again, the bullseye looks to be in the areas of Minnesota.
We appreciate you. What's on your mind, Weather Wizard, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Thank you, Dean.
You got it.
We stole him from Nebraska, and we're happy. Don't tell Trent Luce. He'll probably want him down there back there. Have you met Trent Luce before?
I have not.
Do you know who he is?
No.
Oh, we got to acclimate you to Trent Luce.
Help me out.
He's awesome. He's a rancher, does a little radio show on our stations and K-Fire 550 and a few others.
I knew a couple of ranchers out around the Mullen area.
Did you?
North of North Platte, and we did a lot of forecasting for them during calving season.
That's awesome. When is officially calving season?
It's coming up in spring.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I never remember. I just remember being out at my friend's farm ranch and had a chance to actually watch a calf being born first time ever. He's having dinner. I'm sitting on a 5-pound bale bucket, and I'm like, I think it's Christmas morning because I'm seeing a calf being born. You know, it's so cool. First time
it's
ever.
It's wild, isn't it? Yeah.
Circle of life stuff. So I just remember being very, very cold. So I know that it was some point in winter. So maybe you Nebraskans delayed a little bit.
Right.
Anyway, thank you, Dean.
You got it.
Good to see you. All right. What else have we got going today? What's the least next defense of COVID, I think, is the least next, we have today on the program a gentleman from the Department of Human Services, North Dakota Department of Human Services. Chris Jones, I think, has done a lot of good work in leadership of the Department of Human Services in really expending a lot of the resources of that entity towards long-term care. And, of course, leading everything on the vaccine efforts and everything. Well, you know, Department of Human Services is not the Department of Health, and even constitutionally, they're separate, which is just bizarre to me. But the health department is more a city, county, or restaurants doing what they're supposed to be doing, and it's sort of morphed into we tell everybody else what to do. They do good work, but sometimes you just say, wow, let's see here. Chris Jones works for the governor, so there's accountability because we elect the governor. If he's not doing his job, he doesn't have his job. How does that work over there at Human Services? I'm sorry, over at the health department? Not the same way. I kind of worry about that. That might explain why the governor's had multiple people in that post, because, there can at least be that, a little change at the head of that. I don't know. Anyway, I know this. I talked to a fellow by the name of Seth Fisher yesterday. He is a state regional coordinator, North Dakota Department of Human Services, former administrator himself. And in 5 minutes, I knew everything I need to know about how 2020 was a tough year on long-term care residents and families. 2021 is looking much better. And if, in most cases, the facility where your loved one is at is saying you can't have a visit with your loved one yet, it's a decision at the facility level, not at the Department of Human Services level, because they're saying, do it smart. Here's what we suggest. We're sending you these machines that zap the coronavirus, and we're getting vaccinations out to these folks in a warp speed. So we're going to talk about that not till 10:30 today. We'll talk about that at 10:30. That's the second COVID is the second most crazy topic. The next, I think, has to be impeachment. And dip into Sheila Jackson Lee on the House floor here trying to impeach the president. She's a rational Democrat, isn't she, from Texas?
Oh, please.
Really, really calm. Listen to this, ma'am.
Telling domestic terrorists, nearly all of them were white supremacists, many of them, who support him politically, who stormed the Capitol to derail Congress from completing its constitutionally required duty of counting and verifying the vote.
Okay, I have enough. I don't know about you. You're rubbing your head, Kevin, so I take that as a sign.
I had no idea I'm a domestic terrorist.
Shut that up.
I had no idea.
If I was on the House floor right now, I'd say, Sheila Jackson Lee, are there crazy people that like what you do? Like when you tell them to go out and hurt people in restaurants and stuff? I think that was Maxine Waters, but you get the idea. There are crazy people that follow them, too. Does that mean everything they believe is what she believes? It's insane.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, here we go.
So we're going to Texas. We're going to the southern border. As you know, we've completed the wall. They may want to expand it. We have the expansion underway. It's been tremendously successful, far beyond what anyone thought. We're stopping in large numbers the drugs coming into the country for many, many years and decades. We're stopping a lot of illegal immigration. Our numbers have been very good. There does seem to be a surge now because people are coming up. Some caravans are starting to form because they think there's going to be a lot in it for them if they're able to get through, but we're able to stop it. The wall has made a tremendous difference. I think some of you are coming with me, but the wall has made a tremendous difference on the southern border. As far as this is concerned, we want no violence, never violence. We want absolutely no violence. And on the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger. And you're doing it, and it's really a terrible thing that they're doing. For Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want no violence. Thank you very much.
That was a minute and 8 seconds of pure craziness. He's a nutcase. I think we should impeach him. Kathy Castor from Florida, Tampa, she agrees. Listen to what she's saying on the House floor right now. Listen to this woman. Listen to this on the House floor.
Of an insurrection demands not just impeachment, but removal of office from office immediately. Violence during the transfer of power, Confederate flags, anti-Semitic paraphernalia desecrated this Capitol. So accountability must come swiftly. We must act with the same resoluteness.
Okay, I've heard enough of her. I've heard enough of her. They're impeaching the president on the House floor. So we'll dip in so you can hear this insanity. It is beyond anything.
There was a
that even matches reality.
Complete outbreak at TDS in the House chamber this morning, and it seems to be spreading rapidly.
Right, and I'm glad they're doing it. I know you're going to think that's crazy, but there's no way any rational person could see this and say it makes sense. The guy's, in their mind, leaving office in 8 days.
There's nobody there. Look at the show. There's nobody there. There's like 8 Democrats there.
What does Jonathan Turley think of this? He's on Fox right now. He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Before
the House. Oh, I'm not on Fox. I'm on C-SPAN.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. Yeah. Listen to Fox. Listen to C-SPAN more you do than Fox, because if it's raw audio from the House floor and Senate floor, nobody interprets what they're saying for you.
There's Turley.
That doesn't end the question, because you can have articles of impeachment that don't amount to a clear crime. But then you have to get to this question of the implications of holding presidents accountable for the actions of their supporters. And here again, there are credible arguments on the other side that say, look, this was so insightful, this was so reckless, that he should be held accountable. We can't dismiss those issues.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, that sounded a little swampish.
Yeah, we can.
Only because who is...
Who, I can shut you off, you
who,
airbag.
Yeah, we can. Who incited?
No one.
Well, I would argue if you're looking for a smoking gun, I'd go back to Robert Mueller. I'd go back to the FISA court. I'll go back to the FBI. I'd go back to Jim Comey. This is 5 years worth of incitement.
Yeah. You know, so what I would ask is, could you guys please just play the clip of the speech that where Trump said to go storm the Capitol or whatever? Just play it, because
we should.
I'm sure the news outlets are playing it nonstop.
We should
back it up.
And listen, in this powder keg, I'm going to say this and you're going to get mad. If I were Donald Trump at this point, I would just not have even done that. Now, he respected the people who have supported him enough to do it. So if he's going to do it, just don't rip Mike Pence and just say, if you're going to go up there, be peaceful. Now, he did a version of that in being peaceful. So that's why I say he didn't incite anything. The last 5 years is what's incited these people. And the idea that you can hold a person responsible for something his supporters have done is also insanity. Because I think we all know enough to know. We got to go to this. This is NDSU's own Ilhan Omar on the House floor from Minnesota. We got to go to this. I'm sorry, Kevin. We got to suffer through it.
Happened last week. It was a violent attempt to interrupt our democratic process. It was a targeted blow at the most essential process that makes us a democracy. It was a direct and specifically incited by the President of the United States.
Well,
for years,
keep going.
We have been asked to turn a blind eye to the criminality corruption and blatant disregard to the rule of law by the tyrant president we have.
Oh, my gosh. She just called the President of the United States a tyrant. This is a woman who is lucky enough to come to the United States, possibly illegally, but nonetheless come with the help of LSS in Fargo, Moorhead. Go to NDSU for free. Bring a brother over here who she married so she could say he can come too. Who has a connection to a religion that is, can be quite violent when it's extreme elements of that. So we can say followers of hers believe in death by the sword. Can I say that without having anybody storm the radio station? Okay. So she has supporters of hers. She might not agree with them, but they believe in a religion or an extreme version of a religion that is otherwise peaceful in some people's eyes that mean death to America.
Can't even look at her.
Death to America.
Yep.
So, is she inciting violence right now? Should she be impeached? I ask
no, what she's doing. What is it that they did, what we said? They are always screaming louder that we're doing exactly what they're doing. And the louder they scream it.
There you go.
And I mean, Kevin, where, usual, were you, where were you in your city and your district were on fire?
No.
Ilhan?
That was a peaceful protest.
Well,
you forget.
Oh, I forgot.
Remember the reporter in front of the burning building saying this was largely a peaceful protest?
Mostly peaceful, yeah.
Other than the building burning behind me.
No rioters there.
This is how stupid they've become. That is peaceful protest, and what happened in Washington, D.C. is a riot.
Come on.
Everybody there was there on Donald Trump's instructions.
Come on. Unbelievable.
One minute only for the longest waiting guest. John and Bismarck, go.
Scott, I got a question for you. Can you fill the listeners in on what you know about martial law being implemented? Thank you.
Shortest caller ever. Answer that question. I have no idea. I've seen what you've seen. Kevin and I have this little thing now. We question everything. So when somebody says I don't know.
Yeah, we'll believe it when your EIS goes off on your phone. I think you can believe it at that point, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, because the guy that pushed the button may be trying to do one more thing to Trump. Here's what I ask people that are listening to this and say, boy, you guys are crackpots. You couldn't be any crazier. I would say, did you ever think you'd live in an America where the FBI, the CIA, the FISA court, new since 9/11, the director of the FBI, all these people would now provably have been known to conspire against the sitting president, the duly elected president of the United States. That happened. We know that happened from all the fake inquiries that have gone into it, where they were trying to get Trump, and instead they were revealed to be crooks. Folks, did you ever think you'd live in that America? So don't think this is crackpot stuff. It's happened. Now, who do we trust in all of it? I don't know, the caller.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen, and only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House in a slim margin Tuesday voted to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump days before his term ends. Referring to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pence said, "When you introduce legislation to create a 25th Amendment commission, you said president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. You said that we must be very respectful of not making a judgment on the basis of a comment or behavior we don't like, but based on a medical decision. Madam Speaker, you are right." End quote. Vice President Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment. Several Michigan officials have been told they will be charged in connection with the Flint water crisis, which saw lead-contaminated water cause a Legionnaire's disease outbreak, hair loss, and other complications from lead poisoning. It was not clear what specific charges will be leveled on former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, Nick Lyon, and other administration officials. Defense lawyers have been notified and were told to expect initial court appearances soon. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Great president of Mexico. He is a great gentleman, a friend of mine, and President Obrador. He is a man who really knows what's happening, and he loves his country, and he also loves the United States. But I want to thank for his friendship and his professional working relationship. We actually had 27,000 Mexican soldiers guarding our borders over the last 2 years. Nobody thought that was possible. And they made it very, very difficult, and that's why the numbers were able to plunge even during the construction of the wall. And by the way, one of the big elements of the wall that make it so successful is we can have far fewer people working now. They can be working on other things related to crime and drug prevention and a lot of other elements they're working on, because we save massive numbers of people. And included here, we have the most sophisticated camera systems and most sophisticated electronic systems anywhere in the world.
I've seen those with my own eyes. I've seen the electronic systems he's talking about, where if somebody within 100 yards of either side of the wall puts a shovel in sand, they know it in a nanosecond. They know it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've met the people that designed it. I've been on the
sonar,
wall.
That sonar.
I've been on the wall.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And how sad it is it that he has to thank the Mexican president rather than the Democrats for protecting our country like that. Because
exactly,
I will believe till I go to my grave, Democrats, not rank and file Democrats that are here in North Dakota or whatever. I'm talking about Democratic leadership. I'm talking about swamp Democrats. They see the border as a voter get out the vote effort. This is all about more people to vote. Get in the country, get here illegally. Maybe you get a green card. And then if you don't, vote illegally. They don't care about the incredible. What do you call that when you become a U.S. citizen? It's a what ceremony?
Naturalization.
Naturalization. They don't care about that. They don't care about
the process.
No, they want it to
earning
be.
Earning it? You don't earn it. No,
they want to be down there.
Here's your trophy. Come on in. Trump, you get to play.
Trump didn't exactly sound crazy here. Maybe he was crazy earlier in the speech. Let me play this.
I want to thank Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan, who's been incredible. Where's Mark? Mark, stand up, Mark.
He had Tom Holman stand up, too. And he wasn't in a wheelchair. Remember Joe Biden told that guy, stand up, Chuck, stand up. You're looking at him, and he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Not a good look. Mark Morgan,
all stand up then.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so bad. But that's Joe Biden. That was probably, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
It started then with Joe. He's, oh, my gosh. Anyway, maybe he was crazy here.
When I took office, we inherited a broken, dysfunctional, and open border. Everybody was pouring in at will. working alongside the heroes in this great outdoor space, looking at our wall. We reformed our immigration system and achieved the most secure southern border in U.S. history.
It's unbelievable. The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, has done more in 4 years to protect this country, to build its economy, to take on bad actors. No other president had the guts to go down and see that nutcase, King John, whatever his name is, to build our economy, to think of the things he's done. He's not a perfect man. And some of his traits, be it the impulse, be it not having people around him he can trust, so not knowing who to trust, they're flaws. We all have them. But he's done more for this country in 4 years than any president I know has done in 8. He's more Andrew Jackson than FDR, but he had traits of all of them in a good way. And this country is trying to kick him to the curb. It's disgusting. Disgusting. They're voting now on the impeachment of President Trump. A procedural vote is happening right now. When Liz Cheney speaks, I want to go to that. I've never been more sad to see Liz Cheney, daughter of one of my heroes, Dick Cheney. I've interviewed Dick Cheney. I've been in the Oval Office with Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney has afforded me many, many kind things, from being the only interview he did after being vice president in person at CPAC. I love Dick Cheney. I love the Cheney family. I believe them to be patriots of all patriots. I don't know what's happened here. I don't know what's happened here. But something very sad and very bad has happened. When the number three Republican who wants to be speaker, who wants to be president, joins the mob for impeachment of the president, there's something very, very wrong. Let's go to Muff. That's quite the name. Muff, South Fargo. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go.
This email that says the Insurrection Act is in force and martial law is in force, it's all baloney. We have a close family friend who's in the Air Force on active duty at Andrews Air Base. Called him. He said he got the same email. He hasn't heard a thing about it from his superiors. It's a joke. I have a cousin who was the quartermaster when he was in the Army that was in charge of getting all the supplies over to the Mideast when we invaded over there. He says it's a hoax. You can throw the email away and not believe it.
And you know what? I think that holds for about, I don't know, 2 out of 10 emails you get right now, Muff.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
You know, you have friends in law enforcement. If you ask them, you know, people call me and say, hey, I got a note from my neighbor, and you know, they're going to be blowing up the house next door. What do I do? That's part of law enforcement. You got to sift through all that. And I think all of it's by design right now politically, don't you? I mean, this is designed to confuse the living daylights out of people. It's throwing all kinds of things at you.
Yep.
So what advice would you have when you get one of those emails?
Hit delete and then go to trash and delete it from there.
But how do you know it's not true? You know, because you called a friend that's at an Air Force base. How do I know it's not true?
Can't tell you that. I guess common sense. I mean, when I first saw it, I said it was baloney before I ever called anybody. It's just, if you read it, one of the things in there, it says nobody's going to see Trump for the next 10 days. He's going to be out of sight somewhere in a secret location.
Exactly, well, yep.
Yesterday, he was on the Texas border. Hello.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Or he's at Cheyenne Mountain, or Pelosi's being detained, and yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'll question all of it. I believe none of it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Good call. Thank you, Muff. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Call again, 800-228-0550. Let's see. This fellow's waited the longest.
I did the same thing. I called two friends of mine, active military and the Minnesota Guard. Both of them laughed at it. Like, no.
Question everything. Question everything. Because if you do, then you'll get to the one that needs to be read. But if it comes by email, I wouldn't trust it on a bet. Social media, I'd be very wary. You know, I mean, you got to find the sources you trust. There are places on Twitter right now one out of a million that are still up that have very good stuff. Mike Lindell says, this guy is tracking with everything General Flynn say. How do I know what General Flynn is saying? Because he's been right 9 out of 10 times.
I'm coming out.
You know, Tim, what's your name? Tim is next. And Tim, what town are you from?
Desalac, North Dakota.
Say that one more time.
Desalac. It's southwest of Minot.
I didn't even know it existed. So now it's on my radar.
Oh, Desalac, Burlington. Yeah, we read them on the sports all the time. Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, beautiful. Yeah. I'll put it on the pin. I'm an eastern North Dakota guy. I don't know everything about western North Dakota. I wish I did. Yeah. I'd be a lot smarter.
We'll teach you everything we know.
Tim, one minute, go.
Okay. It's been a week since last Wednesday when these self-righteous politicians did their constitutional duty by electing and opening an electoral vote. I guess I need to know what Senator Cramer still thinks about our democracy is stronger. I'm age 68, and I can remember in my life the history of a burning of our flag at the Capitol steps, and liberals in the courts agreed that that was an expression of our freedom, our right to express our freedom of speech. Well, I didn't like that, and I don't like what happened last week, but I, as a retired history teacher, I love this country, but after witnessing the freedom stripping things that are going on since last week, I'd rather see the Capitol dismantled than see these precious freedoms of the heartland Americans taken away. Brick and stone and glass can be replaced, but the precious rights of Americans in this heartland of America cannot. We got to remember, it was God's vision to build this country, not man. That's all I have to say.
Now, don't go away, though, Tim. I want to ask you a couple things here. One, is Desalac by Powers Lake?
Desalac, Burlington is southwest of Minot, about 20 miles. The city of Desalac, that's where I taught school. It's about 15 miles west of Minot.
Okay, it's really bugging me. And so you're away from Powers Lake yet?
Oh, yeah. Powers Lake is quite a bit further.
Quite a bit west and a little bit south. Yeah. Okay, I got it. Sorry, it's really unimportant, but I'd just like to know where our callers are from. Second thing I ask you is, do you put all this on Kevin Cramer, John Hovind, Kelly Armstrong?
No, I don't, but I think that the stand that they needed to make needed to be stronger. I don't know. I know the Constitution. I was a history teacher, and I know that that was their duty to count the votes, but all we are asking was I'm really frustrated. I was a teacher. I think the biggest problem in our culture right now, and when I was a teacher, when they moved the Department of Education to the cabinet, I, as a teacher, thought we're in trouble. And that was 1977. I started teaching in 75. And I thought, we're in trouble. When you take the power of teaching and making decisions in our schools from the local and move it to the away from the state to the federal, right then, and that was Jimmy Carter, I'm thinking we're in trouble. And as a teacher, I taught constitutional studies. I could see the things that they were sending me as a teacher were getting more and more and more liberal. I didn't teach a lot of it. I taught the truth of history, the good and the bad. But I believe this is a great nation that we live in. And as a history teacher, I'm frightened the steps that are being taken by our educational system in this country.
Last question for you, as a former history teacher. The kids left your class educated on the Constitution to what percentage? What do you think out of working knowledge of the Constitution, and compare that to what you think it is today?
Well, I taught middle school for 28 years and high school for 7 years. And even in middle school, I did 6 weeks of constitutional studies. They knew probably a lot more than our politicians know.
And what do you think that number is today?
Well, the one that replaced me, I don't think he used CNN as his basis for his current events. So I know the things were going on in the room next to me when I was replaced as a history teacher.
Ouch, 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 ouch. CNN is now the history teacher. We're in good shape. Thanks,
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's on Your Mind, impeachment watch is on, and we've got it covered for you. Back to your calls in a moment at 800-228-0550. Remember, you can always call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Consider us your release valve. Whether you agree or disagree, I know this is the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. I know it's designed for great North Dakotans to celebrate other great North Dakotans, and you sure can do that there because all of you have the same kind of Be the Buffalo spirit they do at Oasis Petroleum. But it could also be the Hate Hannon Hotline, and that's okay, too. Or just hate in general, just the hate hotline. You can hate anybody, anything, hate Trump,
hate, you know,
hate me, hate my brother, hate other people, whatever. I don't care. I thought you were supposed to love your brother, but I guess you're supposed to hate your brother.
I don't get as much hate as you do.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. Today is Wednesday, and that means the Swedish meatballs are on my radar. I'm a little bummed out I didn't get to the lasagna yesterday. I ran out of time. But Swedish meatballs or lasagna.
Where are they doing the Swedish meatballs? That's all I want to know.
The Valley City, so it's going to take about 45 minutes for you and I, but we'll get there.
Maybe worth the trip.
We need to decompress. You can get Swedish meatballs also at West Main Avenue, West Fargo.
Okay.
So I know what you're picking. Valley City, exit 292, Hartwood, north of Fargo, chef's choice today. Teriyaki chicken at 12th Avenue North, or we could go to Yulin for lasagna. They're back up. The kitchen's no longer closed. They sold out of Sea Tacos yesterday, and they're good to go. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Well, I think we should go to Valley City because I want to take a look at this unbelievable set of wheels. It's not free, but it's worth every penny. It's a 2017 Chevrolet Suburban. It's at Puckler's in Valley City. Sharp white color, Premier Edition. This thing's only got 36,000 miles on it. Oh, it's got the Coca Dune leather interior. I'd call that tan, but they have to come up with new names for this stuff. Sunroof, DVD, navigation, power lift gate. You get the picture? Heated seats. We don't need those. Cooled seats. Yeah, we need them both. Leather and new tires, 22-inch chrome wheels, a one-owner trade. This thing was treated like the most precious thing you could ever imagine. It's on the lot right now at $48,900. I suppose that's 60 plus 70 new, right?
I would guess,
only 36,000 miles on it, so still new, and it's $48,900. But today, straight 48 if you tell them you heard it on us. I heard about it on the radio. Brand new, this is, 80,000 for this one was the sticker on it. And it's $48,000 today. Unbelievable. Online, you'll find it at PucklichValleyCity.com. Call them at 800-401-4352. Couple off-air calls first. I don't know why the off-air calls tend to be a little nastier. Maybe it's easier. It's sort of a social media thing. But, Todd, you play yours first.
He should be impeached, that's for sure. He's the biggest crook in the world. He needs to be impeached. I never thought I'd hear a radio host that him and his brother would stand in front of a dormitory with their pants down.
Wait, what?
Hannon and your brother.
What?
Yeah, I'm really lost.
What do you need to know, Scott?
I never did that. I don't have a brother that did that. So question everything. We now say this guy is not credible. I think maybe the dormitory pants down thing may be referring to a former candidate for Secretary of State who admitted his mistake, who sadly got caught up in a political swirl when he's only trying to make sure we counted every vote legally. And bring the age of the Secretary of State's office down about 60 years. But, that's been adjudicated. That's not my brother. I did defend him at the time because I thought he screwed up and admitted it. Which I'd do for anybody, Democrat or Republican. You just say, hey, I did it. Dumb. Sorry. I was in a dark place. Whatever. Kevin has one, too. Kev, what do you got?
So here the Republicans said, oh, we need to be afraid of the Mexicans. Ooh, icky, dirty brown people. They're coming. They carry the plague. They're coming. We see them at the border. Listen. I can see them from my house at the border. Build a fence. Build a wall. Keep them out. Sort of have to laugh at it now. The Mexicans didn't bring the plague. It was the white people. Mexicans didn't bring the plague. It was the white Republican president that didn't control the plague. And you sort of have to laugh at it now. Build the wall. Hell, they're building walls everywhere around the courthouses, state capitol, any place that the Republican Party's going to be. But they're building a wall to keep the Republicans out. We have more to fear from Republicans who knew than we had to fear from the Mexicans. Sort of ironic, isn't it?
Okay. Mm.
I'll just let that sit there, mostly because I'm worried for her. You know, you think I had possibly a stroke on Monday. That's like stroke time. Ooh, ouch. Let's see here. Gene in Beraria, North Dakota. There's another good little cove. Gene, you got a minute to go.
Good morning, Scott. Let's see. What do we think up for a new name for the Republican Party? How about the party of eunuchs?
I kind of like it.
They won't fight. And the Democrats, I heard this morning that they put Smallwell, the guy from California with the Chinese mistress or whatever.
Right.
Okay, now they put him on the Intelligence Committee or nominated him for the Intelligence Committee. Now that's a really intelligent thing. Who the heck else would know more about it?
That's how you probably think if you were a eunuch. So I'm connecting these dots for you. And I agree with you. I think that shows you everything you need to know about Democratic leadership. They're not about to acknowledge that Republicans are right about that guy not having anything to do with intel. He ought to be expelled from Congress knowing what we know. Just another day in Democrat land.
Here's Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins and Cronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins and Cronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax and let Collins and Cronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins and Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins and Cronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.